From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United Nations Security Council unanimously voted to approve new sanctions against North Korea Saturday. They prohibit North Korea from exporting minerals and seafood products worth over $1 billion a year and block countries from granting new guest worker permits to North Koreans. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The sanctions are in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches in July. Taking a stronger tone than it has previously on the standoff, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, called for North Korea to comply with United Nations Security Council resolutions. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesperson Robespierre Bolivar called for discussions.
ASEAN wants the North Koreans to know that ASEAN remains concerned about what it is doing, but also that we want to engage North Korea in a face-to-face candid dialogue on what is happening on the Korean Peninsula.
This marks the 50th anniversary of the 10-member ASEAN, and on Monday, 27 nations will take part in the ASEAN Regional Forum. Usain Bolt was beaten in his final 100-meter race by an American almost 5 years his senior, Justin Gatlin. Calling it quits at the age of 30 for a golden farewell, his last individual race at the World Championships, Bolt lost to a man who produced a comeback not only on Saturday, but also through a doping-tainted career. Bolt won the bronze. This is VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani was sworn in on Saturday for his second term in an open parliament session in Tehran. Rouhani secured re-election on May 19th and promised that his country will pursue a path of coexistence and interaction with the world. In his inauguration address, Rouhani warned that should any parties to the landmark nuclear deal reached in July of 2015, specifically the United States, breach the agreement, they will face unified reaction from the Iranian nation and the government.
The Islamic Republic of Iran will not be the first one to breach the nuclear deal. However, it will remain silent in the face of the United States' lack of commitment to the deal.
U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly described the nuclear deal as bad and during his campaign vowed to dismantle it. Thousands attended the final campaign rally by Kenya's opposition National Super Alliance on Saturday. The supporters cheered their leader, Raila Odinga.
This is a new revolution for changing our country. And the change will come from the east to the next year.
Both Odinga and President Uhuru Kenyatta were in their final days of campaigning for next week's presidential election. Odinga, the son of the country's first vice president, has run in vain for the presidency in three previous contests. Kenyatta, the son of the country's first president, prevailed over Odinga in a 2013 vote that was tainted by opposition allegations of vote rigging. The race between the two has narrowed in recent weeks, and there are fears of fresh violence. More than 1,000 people were killed in post-election violence in 2007. Rwanda's Electoral Commission says President Paul Kagame has won a third term in a landslide victory. Kagame has been in power for 17 years. A 2015 constitutional referendum approved by 98% of the voters could allow Kagame to remain in power until 2034. Kagame is widely credited with stabilizing the country after its 1994 genocide. Just after 5 a.m. Saturday, someone apparently threw a bomb through the window of the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in Bloomington, just south of Minneapolis, Minnesota, as people were preparing for morning prayers. The blast damaged the imam's office but didn't cause any injuries. Minneapolis police said a preliminary investigation shows a destructive device caused the explosion in violation with the federal law and that the FBI has taken lead in the investigation. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.